Not long ago, a huge empty lot stood just north of downtown Milwaukee. The Park East Corridor is what remained after crews removed a former freeway spur. Today, the Fiserv Forum development dominates the 24-acre corridor. To the east, apartments and businesses have bubbled up along the Milwaukee River. Milwaukee County is accepting applications to develop one small remaining parcel. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz talked with a prospective developer with a vision for the 2.2 acres. That might seem like a long shot.
Barbara Richards sits perched on the windswept sea of mowed weeds at the corner of Milwaukee Street and Ogden Avenue. It's the lot's high point. A handful of trees dot the plot that slopes toward the Milwaukee River. Richards, a retired Montessori teacher and today a very busy community volunteer, imagines lots of trees here.
This would be a much denser planting of trees and companion plants that grow together.
Richards sees an edible urban forest. Each tree species would form the upper story of plants and vegetables that thrive beneath.
There's things that are in the ground that bring up the nutrients. There's things that capture the sunlight at all the different levels.
Richards' vision is based on permaculture. It's the practice of growing food the way nature does. And in the process, she says, you grow healthy soil. Richards says the urban model also fuels a healthy human ecosystem. People can help tend the plants, just pop over to enjoy the shade, or feel free to pick a fruit or veggie off the vine. At the same time, Richards' model manages stormwater.
So swales, stormwater harvesting on each side, and then a small pond down in there that would be a wild rice pond. And then an underground cistern down there for pumping up and watering all the plants.
Milwaukee School of Engineering is a hop, skip, and a jump from the site. Richard says its students would benefit from this living laboratory.
Measuring the rainfall, seeing how much is captured, seeing how much is used. Often when there's all of this vegetation here, there's very little runoff into our river. Milwaukee River is right down over there.
You probably noticed Richard speaks as though the edible urban forest has already taken root, its meandering paths offering neighbors respite. That's because Richard started dreaming this dream 8 years ago.
About 3 feet from where we are right now in 2011, I was out and about downtown and I was hungry, so I bought a couple of peaches. I ate the peaches and I planted the peach pits there in 2011. That's also when the WICI report came out.
WICI stands for the Wisconsin Initiative on Climate Change Impacts. That year, the collaborative work group issued an adaptation report. It inspired Richards to act.
We need to have local resiliency, and that's what this site is, a message to our whole community, that local resiliency can only be had by being local.
Other cities are embracing the edible forest idea, from nearby La Crosse, Wisconsin, to across the country in Seattle, Washington. Richard's vision is gaining some traction.
I have a fiscal sponsor. The fiscal sponsor has approved that we could go forward with this project. However, the paperwork from the county is intense. There has to be a development plan. There has to be a proposal to purchase, an option to purchase document. There's all those documents. Those are being reviewed by a lawyer at this time. The project budget is $2 million over 5 years. That's an estimate.
That means Richards continues to knock on doors, hoping to sell what she calls an opportunity for powerful collective impact. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.